Do I have your approval, friends?
Aye. If we handed in the child, Lyra Balakwa, we'd have enough money to rescue our kids.
It is a matter of honour and conscience. I would not care to use money gained by the handing over of a child against her wishes. And there have been many times when we have had prices on our heads, and we've been grateful for those who chose to forego the money, despite their great need, so that we could keep our freedom.
Yeah.
I want the heads of families to raise tax and muster levy. We'll meet again here in 3 days' time. Between now and then, I'm going to form a plan to put before you. And good night to you all.
Come on. I best take you to pay your respects to Lord Far and Father Coram.
Who's Father Coram?
The old man by his side.
Why is he shaking?
Well, he's old. Now, girl, whatever you're asked, tell the truth.
Welcome, Lyra.
Welcome, child. I am Father Coram.
Thank you.
Now, come in the parlour room. So who was the lady you ran away from?
Mrs. Coulter. She's like, well, somebody said she was like the Queen Gobbler. But I don't reckon my Uncle Azrael's got anything to do with them.
Why do you think that?
The Gobblers have got him locked up, guarded by armored bears, because he knows about dust.
This dust. Did they ever call it anything else?
Well, Mrs. Coulter said it was elementary particles. And there was the Aurora.
The what?
Aurora. Is that right, Lyra?
Yeah. And in the lights of the Aurora, there was a city. My Uncle Azrael was more interested in that.
Now, Lyra, Father Coram is a wise man, a seer. He's been following all what's been going on, and he's been following you. Every time the Costas went to Oxford, they brought back a bit of news.
About me?
That's right. We knew you from when you were a baby.
Did you?
And did the Master of Jordan College tell you who your parents were and what happened to them?
Yeah, they died in a Zeppelin accident.
Egyptian woman told us the true story. Your father is Lord Asriel.